everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Defining the Dash podcast. We're excited to be with you today, and we are actually back together today. So it actually feels like we are finally complete, Brother Mark. These last couple episodes have been really different.
Man, it's like an Easter celebration.
That's exactly right. We're just missing the food.
Oh, man. Those are the foods here in the yard.
Oh. Yeah, but it's nice and colorful for us to find.
It is.
So today, as you got from Brother Mark right then, this is our Easter celebration episode. And so we're going to discuss Easter with you today. Talk about the true meaning of Easter, what Easter means to us, especially here as Christians. But we also want to talk a little bit about where did the Easter Bunny come from?
And where did he go?
Long as he leaves the eggs, he can go wherever he wants, right?
And the chocolate.
Well, I have to go back to the eggs.
Okay.
I can't do the chocolates.
You can't do the chocolates.
All right. But yeah, so Easter Bunny, give Brother Mark my chocolates. Give me the eggs. Deal. I like the eggs.
Deal.
And so we are excited again that you joined us today. We hope you get a little something out of this. So thank you for tuning in. I also want to go ahead real quick and just encourage you, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, go online and subscribe to that. I have been posting some videos on there lately that are in addition to the normal podcast episodes. So just maybe some motivational type videos that last about a minute. Updates like as far as merch or things like that. So be sure to check those out. I did have those videos. Spotify was allowing me to post video episodes on there. But when I added the motivational videos and stuff on there, they went back and said that was against the regulations and removed them. So YouTube is the only platform right now that you'll be able to get those from us. So be sure, even if you don't necessarily watch every episode on there, be sure to subscribe, because that way you'll at least be notified that there is something new on there and you can check it out.
But something else, Brother Chad, they can note from week to week on there is how fast you're losing weight. Because we are under a challenge.
Yes.
If our listeners would remember, a few months ago, we were challenged by Brother Randy Cordwell out of Flatwoods, Kentucky.
Yes, we were.
And the man who loses the most weight gets a free pizza. Is that right? Along with Brother Randy, he gets to eat free. And the person who doesn't lose the weight's got to pay for it.
Yes. Yeah, something along those lines.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So y'all stay tuned and help us determine. I don't want any cheating going on.
Yeah.
You know, so
we may have to video that when we go eat with Brother Randy.
We may have to.
That would be good content right there. Just
that would be great content.
Hang with Brother Randy. Brother Randy Cordell. So I'm hoping I've got him.
I'm in a close second. I'm in second. But I'm in the top two.
I haven't got to talk to him so in a while, but except for through the comments, so I'm hoping I'm getting him, but at least get the salad bar, even if I can't eat the pizza.
Get a cup of water, if
yeah, that's. How about Brother Randy? Can you get me some cheese? Oh, so thank you in advance, Brother Randy Cordell.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of our loyal listeners. He comments and talks to us a lot through the comments, and we really appreciate Brother Randy Cordell. Appreciate all you listeners out there. If it wasn't for you all, we wouldn't be able to keep doing what we're doing if everybody wasn't listening. So thank you so much for listening and being with us. And we're going to go ahead and we'll jump into today's episode of Easter. And Brother Mark, what does Easter mean to the Christian?
I think to the Christian, Easter, of course, is the day that Jesus rose from the grave, according to what we understand from the Bible and other historical content. And so I think that's probably the basis, the foundation. A lot of people died you know, since the beginning of time, but there's only been one to have died and to have rose again. So I think to the Christian, that is definitely an understatement of how important it is. Also, Brother Chad, I like Easter, because Easter to me is not just a time of the resurrection and celebration of Christ, but Easter is a time of new beginnings.
Absolutely.
We know when Easter comes around the corner, everybody that has allergy issues, you know that the trees are blooming and that the flowers are blooming. Springtime is here. It's about time to check your lawnmowers, make sure they're working, till your garden up, and all that fun stuff. So yeah. Easter to me is a time, if I didn't have a calendar, Easter to me, I know it would be somewhere around the time of new beginnings.
Absolutely. Springtime.
Yep.
We, you know, I was thinking yesterday when I was thinking about this episode, you know, this week, you know, we just, you know, would have been Palm Sunday this past Sunday, and then you would have this whole week they called Holy Week, and then you go into Friday being what we've always, you know, ever since I've been growing up, known as Good Friday,
right.
And then you've got Easter Sunday,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, if you really think about it, how could they call that Friday Good Friday?
Yeah.
And so I got to looking that up. Of course, as a Christian, we know that Good Friday is the day our Savior gave His life for our sins,
right.
And took our place.
Right.
And so in that case, in that aspect, that's good for us.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to, you know, going back to the almighty Google here.
Oh, yeah, I love Google.
Not a sponsor. like you can find a better podcast. Who uses Google more than us? But, you know, it says that good is interpreted holy.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so, Holy Friday.
Well, that is really something.
And I liked that. I was like, that's exactly what it is. And it kind of goes back to like when we talked about Christmas and everything. It's not just a holiday. It's a holy day.
Sure.
Good Friday is a holy day. That Sunday is a holy day.
Sure.
Because you really can't have the one without the other, because if He hadn't rose back from the dead, mm-hmm. on that Easter morning,
mm-hmm.
then really Good Friday wouldn't have been that special. And I hope I'm saying that right, to where, I mean, it makes sense. But, you know, there was other guys that died that same day,
right.
that didn't get up. Right. You know what I mean?
Flackers.
And so, oh, man.
That was bad.
No, that was bad. Yeah. We're liable to get some comments on that one.
Comment's a comment, man.
Yeah. it is sad how low we'll go at this point for some good old comments.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Randy,
they're probably still laying on the ground.
Yeah. Honestly. I would guess so. That is so horrible. Oh my goodness. Yeah, right. we're gonna get kicked off.
Back to the notes.
But had He not raised on that Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, and He was still laying there like the other two guys,
right?
Then Easter, it wouldn't have meant nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, it wouldn't have. But, so, we not only have a chance of salvation and redemption.
Right.
We have a chance of resurrection, of living again, living for eternity. He right. died so that we don't have to die.
Right.
And so, Easter is a holy, holy day.
It is. Absolutely.
And not only all of that, but then you've got how Christ took the keys of death, hell, and the grave.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved that. We had the opportunity one time to go to Sight and Sound Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love Sight and Sound Theater. I think they do a great job of putting on a play that dramatizes biblical stories.
Right. Now, do you like the sight part or the sound part better?
Probably the sight.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I think they could do without a few of the songs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean,
not a sponsor.
Say it,
but we can help them out.
Say it or sing it. Don't do them both.
Right.
I'm not.
Right. I think they probably need to observe their crowd before they decide how many songs to sing at night. Because when it comes time to teach Sunday school or to preach, man, I remember back in the day that I was one of the more whippersnapper young preachers.
Yeah.
I just had my notes.
Yeah, man.
And I had everybody hostage, for a good
hour. You're mine. Yeah.
And nobody really gets up and go to church and leave. You know what I mean? So you don't get right hostage.
But they suddenly go to the bathroom 15 times.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I really don't want to leave on Brother Mark, but he don't know the stomach virus ain't
going. Exactly. But may I tell you, just a little bit of time of experience, Brother Chad, and we had a baby in our home.
Yes.
And man, sometimes it brought a whole new perspective to my eyes.
Yes.
And that perspective was it don't really matter how good the preacher's preaching, or even how good he is.
Right.
The family's timer is equal to that of the little
the youngest child, yeah.
you're out of stacks, you're done, man.
Yeah, it's a tough row to hoe after that, yeah.
If you're putting on a play, if you got a bunch of kids out there, you gotta keep that in mind when it comes to
sight. And I understand, too, because sight and sound is relatively expensive.
It is, yeah.
It really is. And so I understand they got to give you something for that money.
Well, that's a good point.
So it's a 3-hour play or whatever, and I understand that. But it would probably be an hour and a half if you cut some of the songs out of it.
Half price, half.
Yeah, I would definitely be willing to say, hey, allow me to save your actors' voices.
I like it, man.
They can double
the shows.
You could do twice as many shows. Mm-hmm. Just knock out some of those songs.
Do you think you don't
have to take them all out. Just half of them.
You think they'll donate some shows to us just for the recommendation?
Probably not.
All right. What did you say?
It was a good thought, though.
It was a good thought.
But we went. We're here to help. We're trying to make it count.
We're making it count.
And Sight and Sound, if we was by some chance to have somebody from Sight and Sound out there listening, y'all do an amazing job.
They do a great job.
You do a great job. You really do. Oh, yeah, I want to go see. Just plugging for Sight and Sound. They are showing Daniel right now. So if you're interested in the story of Daniel in the Lion's Den, be sure to check out your local Sight and Sound theater.
I love it.
But anyway, we went and we saw. I've seen several of us, but I think this one was called Behold the Lamb. Mm-hmm. And on it, they crucified Jesus on the mountain. And then, of course, with their set. Once they crucified Jesus and it went dark and everything, the mountain he was on spun around. And so you were then inside that mountain, which was supposed to be hell.
Hmm.
And so Jesus was in like this little prison thing. And the gate on it was locked. And these demons were like dancing around in front. They thought they had won. Mm-hmm. And Jesus just like waved his hand. And that lock just exploded.
Wow, that's awesome.
And the gate just flung open, and he steps out. And I mean, it was just,
man.
I was like, "That's my Jesus."
That is awesome.
That's my Jesus right there. Yeah. And I was just like, "Man, if you'd done anything else, mm-hmm. That was just powerful." You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It was just awesome. And so just all of that, man, it was great. And so the power. That comes with Easter, the power and the opportunity that Easter brings in our lives, mm-hmm. is just so amazing, and I feel like a lot of times it gets so overlooked.
Right.
World tries to commercialize things, and we try to simplify things, I was going to bring this up anyway, so that kind of moves into it. There's a lot of things going on that they try to take away any Christian or religious aspect from it. And so there is a mega church right now, mm-hmm. that is going on. And when I say mega church, I'm talking they have at least, from what I read, 25,000 members.
Okay.
Okay. At least. And plus they have a big online congregation,
okay,
all over the country. And I do want to point out this is nobody I have any confidence whatsoever in.
Sure.
So
I got you.
I hope any of our listeners are not listening to them either. But I do want to say they put out a publication stating Easter Sunday is to, the whole point is to get people in the church house. So I am not going to be saying blood of Jesus, Calvary, crucifixion, resurrection. Wow. None of that is going to be used in the Sunday service.
Isn't that something?
Because that would make people feel uncomfortable or unwelcomed.
Wow.
And we want people to feel welcome.
So what good is salvation? Does salvation even exist? And if it does, what good is it in that situation?
Exactly. Yeah. And what are we getting people into the church for if we're not? Now, I know what these folks are getting them into the church for.
Sure.
Because, I mean, no doubt the financial burden is pretty heavy if you got 25,000 people. Sure. You know, you got to have a big building. You got, you know.
Sure.
But the, I actually had a mix of feelings at that point because I was angry. Mm-hmm. I was saddened by it, you know, because one, you're really trying to take away from one of the most awesome holy days there are. Mm-hmm. But then again, you're also taking away an opportunity of salvation from any of those people that do come on that day. You know, Easter is not necessarily about all the bright colored clothes and the new dresses or new suits or,
right.
And there's not a thing wrong with any of those things.
It just stresses me out, man.
Yeah,
I'm more of a white shirt, black suit kind of.
There you go.
Simple, you know?
Oh man, I've just got to tell you how the Lord moves. Okay.
Well, tell me. Tell listeners too.
This is where it's going to probably get embarrassing. I have not owned a black suit. Mm-hmm. In probably 15 years.
Okay. I still don't have one. any listeners out there that wants to sponsor one of the hosts. Just kidding.
I might could hook you up. I don't know what size you wear. I don't know. But anyway.
I don't either.
I went to visit my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm up there and I'm talking to my nephews and stuff. And I was like, man, you know, here we are going to be in church all this week. We're in this revival. I was like, I like to never found enough suits to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I went through, I've got like 15 suits at home I've got to sell now. Because, you know, I'm no longer able to wear.
Right.
And
what size?
We'll talk later. So I was like, you know, I said, yeah, I've been hitting every Goodwill around trying to find suits. And, you know, the suits that would now be too big for me,
right.
When I needed the bigger size, that's what the Goodwill couldn't have then.
Yeah.
Now that I need a smaller size, they have the bigger sizes.
Everybody available. Lose weight, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know.
I gotta get a pizza at Flatwoods.
Yeah. It's all our listeners. You guys are trying to get pizza from Brother Randy. I know what it is. And so, everybody wants some Giovanni's from Kentucky. That's what it is.
Yeah, man.
And Giovanni's not a sponsor. not yet, but we're hoping to work on them. But they, I got up there and I was talking to some of my nephews and stuff, and they're like, hey, we know a place over here that people donate clothes to us all the time and whatever, and we have to get rid of them. And people, you know, there's a bunch in there right now that's been in there in their suits. Why don't you go in there and check them out?
Mm-hmm.
The first two I looked at was black suits in my size.
Man, that's awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome.
I was just like, thank you, Lord. And then I pulled out another gray jacket and then a bunch of shirts. And I was just like,
man.
I mean, this was like the first night we got up there.
Did it feel like Easter?
It was, it was a mix of Christmas and Easter both. I felt like my
That's awesome.
This is going to be probably a horrible joke. I felt like Christmas as far as getting a gift, and I felt like my wardrobe had been resurrected. How's that?
Perfect. Man.
Because it was
that's
looking perfect. Pretty bummy for the home team. Let me tell you.
I get it, man. I get it.
That's and awesome. So yeah, it was. I was just so super excited. It was unreal. I was just like, man, you know, that's just the good Lord. Just He provided. Just.
Yeah.
I went up there with no expectations at all of, you know, just those three, you know, that I had and everything and just trying to make do with them for a while and you know,
mm-hmm.
and got up there and like, hey, we're going to have to get rid of these. These have been donated. Nobody here can wear them. Nobody, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just like, those have been waiting just for me. So God's always got something up there with your name on it, folks. Don't forget that. But, yeah, so it was great.
Man, it's awesome.
Now, we've talked a little bit, Brother Mark, about the meaning of Easter to the Christian. So let's talk a little bit about our old furry friend here, the old Easter hare or Easter bunny.
All right.
Now, if we think of the crucifixion, a very violent, violent death, and then we think of a resurrection 3 days later, how did the bunny ever come into, you know, come about?
Yeah, well, he was just in the garden. He was hopping around and, you know.
He was there when Mary and him came to anoint Jesus with spices.
Yeah, you know, one of his duck friends were laying some eggs, and he told me to pick them up and go hide them from him, some of that, and, you know, play hide and go seek with the duck eggs or something.
He or was something else. Stealing them from a chicken, you know. He was, oh, my goodness.
Where did it come from?
Well, the again, this is relying on our old buddy Google.
Mm-hmm. Not a sponsor yet.
Not a sponsor yet, but should be. It says, of course, that the Easter Bunny, in case this is for all of y'all that didn't realize that it was not a real figure. The Easter Bunny is a folkloric figure and symbol of Easter, depicted as a rabbit, sometimes dressed with clothes, bringing Easter eggs. Okay. And it originated from the German Lutherans.
Hmm.
The Easter hare originally played the role of a judge evaluating whether children were good or disobedient in behavior at the start of the season of Eastertide, which is similar to a naughty or nice list that's made by Santa Claus.
Okay.
So, as part of this legend, the creature would carry colored eggs in its basket, as well as candy and sometimes toy, to the home of children. As such, the Easter Bunny shows similarities to Santa. And in this case, it actually compares the Easter Bunny and Santa, it puts in parentheses, or the Christ kind.
Hmm.
And Christmas by bringing gifts to children on the night before the holiday. And now, I did read as well where, depending on what country you go to, like Australia and I believe it was Sweden and different ones, some of them have different animals. Some of them have Easter roosters.
Easter roosters?
You need to start trying to sell those.
I think it's a great idea.
We'll post them on the web page. Yeah, if anybody needs an Easter rooster, y'all let us know. We can even put bunny ears on it if you need it. Yeah. And I don't know that they're laying real well. But
no, not yet. Yeah, I'm still waiting to identify as a hen. That's a bad chicken story.
This episode is going downhill fast.
I got to tell you this great story. speaking of roosters identifying as hens. So, we had, when I first got on chickens, brother, we had what I thought was one rooster and like 12 hens.
Right.
That's what I bought. And so that's what we should have. And so that's probably why our listeners call them now. We'll just let it go. We'll go to voicemail. So, Brother Chad, this chicken, I bought a hen. It looked like a hen. It hung out with the hens. It acted different than a hen. Or acted like the hens. And so I thought this thing was a hen.
Sure.
And so, time goes on, 9 months down the road, 12 months down the road, and I'm at the house on the back porch, and I hear this rooster crow that I'm used to hearing about every morning, the main rooster. Well, behind this major, massive rooster crow was this little, I'm like, what was that?
A little wannabe crow.
Exactly. Well, long story short, that little chicken that I thought was a hen turned out to be a rooster. And I felt so bad for it because it was misunderstood for months.
So you had to go get your driver's license changed.
Exactly. I had to change everything, man. It was a mess. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
So Easter roosters.
And Brother Mark's got a great setup on his little farm there. I mean, I'm telling you, this man knows he's little farming there. So,
but he don't know.
He just don't know his chickens, I guess. But he does have the Easter roosters. So,
oh, yeah.
But one of them was even a Easter cuckoo, like the cuckoo bird.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had an Easter cuckoo bird. And so that was interesting
that
a place could have that.
And that is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, question, Brother Chad. Why was the Easter Bunny hired for the job?
I don't know.
The Easter Bunny had the most egg experience.
He always did an excellent job.
That he did.
He had an excellent personality.
He did. Yes, sir.
And one thing, though, I did like as well is I was curious as to the eggs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The eggs were symbolic of life and resurrection.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I did think that was unique. But... And then it came, the tradition of the Easter Bunny came to the United States. It was a common practice in England and in Germany and in that area, but it came to the United States in the 18th century, the idea of the Easter Bunny bringing eggs, anyway, came to the U.S. in the 18th century by Protestant German immigrants that were in the Pennsylvania Dutch area. And they shared the stories with their children. It was called Osterhals. And
Nick the Halls, but
H-A-W-S.
Okay.
And it's H-A-S-E, but it's pronounced as H-A-W-S.
Okay.
But and the Hays or Halls, so however you want to say it, means hair in the folklore and everything. So kind of neat. It said, according to the legend, only good children received gifts of colored eggs in the nests that they made in their caps and bonnets before Easter.
Hmm.
So, bad hair day could work out for you. No. But anyway, these kids would, similar to how kids today would leave cookies out for Santa and everything and milk. Okay, these kids would take their bonnets, their caps, whatever it was, and they would build it like a nest in it.
Okay.
And leave it setting out, and they would put carrots beside it for the Easter Bunny to eat on if he got hungry. And the next morning or whatever, they would have eggs in their nest.
That's not a bad deal. If you're trading carrots for eggs. Hershey's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're back to chocolate, H.L.
That's a pretty good trade, man. Somebody got the short end of the stick.
Until the diabetes comes along.
Exactly.
Yeah, they always say carrots are good for your sight. Diabetes is not.
Good point.
But the chocolate is good for the taste.
It's good for the taste.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
And
So you're talking about the kids Easter morning or around Easter, they wake up and they have things that are bonnets and stuff. So my question is, what did the kids do when their treats were all hidden on Easter morning? They demanded an explanation.
I wonder if they had a hard time going to sleep the night before because they were so excited.
I would have been, man. I'm excited right now, man.
Oh, man. Now, do you color Easter eggs?
Well, I don't.
You don't?
No, but my chickens do. They'll lay different colored eggs.
No, I mean, like, do you dye eggs?
Oh, no. I don't
like, buy the eggs or get them from your chickens and then color them. That's what I was asking, yeah. You're making me work for it today, Mark.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day at work.
Mark didn't want to confess to colored Easter eggs. I know that is.
Yeah, my kids do.
Yeah. Under no approval from Brother Mark, his kids color eggs. Yeah, we do too. It's cool. That's something like... we've always done.
Speaking of, I'm just going to give our listeners a good tip. If you're wanting to color eggs and save as much of a mess, my wife, and she's a genius, and she found something somewhere from another genius mom that had, you'd have to message her listeners to find out for sure, but it seemed like they had like some kind of shaving cream or Cool Whip or some kind of fluffy white something.
Oh, yeah, and then they put like food coloring or something in it.
Roll the eggs in it.
Yeah.
Let it set for a few minutes and then rinse them off, and then you've got
like a colored egg. Yeah.
Colored egg. And the mess ain't as much.
I think I have seen it somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I am always so nervous going to church on Easter Sunday because I figure my hands are going to be more colorful than my clothing. Because that stuff will stain, man. Certain ones of those you get, you are so stained. By.
If you're wearing a black suit this year, you better watch out.
But my hands might glow in the dark. They'll be so bright.
Oh, yeah.
I wore one of my Easter egg shirts. My wife, you know, lately some of the shirts I've picked up have been really bright colors. And I guess I've always been a darker colored clothing type person. And so my wife is like, those kind of look like Easter eggs.
New beginnings.
And so in honor of this episode, I wear one of my Easter egg shirts today.
Awesome.
And so we have the Easter bunny, the Easter cuckoo, or however how you want to say that bird. I'm thinking there was a there was another animal, but I don't remember what it was. And so, yeah, there's potential to get some eggs everywhere you go, folks. and now, did you know? I actually feel sorry though for like some of these kids. Now, I want to say this, folks. Mm-hmm. Okay, at no time during this episode am I calling anybody out if you celebrate Easter with decorating Easter eggs or talking about the Easter bunny.
Because that just got awkward if you weren't going to.
Yeah, because if that's true. Well, but I already you know, hung myself on that one anyway because I admitted to coloring eggs.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't going down alone. I took Brother Mark down with me.
Oh.
And so, but at no point are we like saying, you know, anything against anybody that's doing that, because you know that ain't what we're necessarily here for. But what I am saying is, let's be sure that our children know the truth of what Easter and Christmas is. Right. If you want to celebrate Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and all that, you know, if you're having fun with it while your kids are little, I mean, by all means, have fun with your kids.
Sure.
But let them know what the true meaning of these holy days are.
Right.
Let them know that Easter is really about Christ giving his life for our sins, raising again on that third day so that we could live again as well. And that Christmas is not about, you know, Jolly Saint Nick coming down the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
That it's really the birth of Christ.
Right.
And let's just make sure our children, you know, if... When I was a kid, you know, I had family that would decorate with inflatable Easter bunnies and stuff as a kid. And the bright colors in the trees. We'd hang eggs in the trees. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. And if that's what you want to do, I ain't got no problem with that. You know, that's fun for kids.
Come to mind.
But let's just let our kids know that, hey, you know, In the midst of all this fun, let's not lose sight of the true meaning of Easter.
Right.
And let's give our Lord and Savior some respect and some worship, and be sure to give him some praise on that day.
Absolutely. And man, with all the chocolate stuff coming, you know, it's my advice. I had the same advice to all the guys and girls that were single out there, or even those that were taken, you know, around Valentine's Day. The Monday after Easter's coming, you know, everything's going to be half off when it comes to candy and stuff, so let's keep that in mind. But also keep in mind, you know, as a medical professional, I got to throw this out there, that we need to stay healthy. And when I think about being health...
Senor Chocolate over there.
He's got to eat chocolate. I have to ask myself, how does the Easter Bunny stay healthy? He does it by exercise.
I knew there had to be a joke to this. It's really run. You know the brother has to be running nonstop.
Oh yeah, exercise. You know,
Oh my goodness, that's all. But you know the candy is marked down the day after Easter, but they never mark eggs down.
That's a good point.
We need to write a letter. Let's protest. Yeah, we're protesting Walmart. Yeah, protest. Oh, man. Well, Brother Mark, it's been... I can't necessarily say it's been a good episode. It's definitely been interesting. It has been an episode. Hopefully, you all you listeners out there will think it's been a good episode.
I hope so.
And... feel free to give us a complimentary thumbs up or subscribe or leave a comment and let us know what you thought of the episode. And we just want to thank you again for joining us. Be sure to check out YouTube, Instagram, you know, all of our other pages. You can just type in Defining the Dash podcast in YouTube and it'll pull up our episodes that we have on there. And be sure to check it out. Like I said, there's some bonus episodes on there. There's some motivational episodes that we're going to try to start posting on there as we can, just to maybe lift your spirits a little bit. And so let's be sure to subscribe and check those episodes out, those videos out. And even if that's not your primary source of listening to the podcast, that way, if one of these other episodes does come out, or if there's something new that we happen to send a video out about, then you'll be notified when that comes out. Click on that little bell icon, and it will notify you every time an episode drops. And so, as always, thank you for listening. May God bless you. Let's keep on making it count. And happy Easter, everybody.
Same here.
God bless you.
See ya.